welcome to the Healing Uncensored podcast. My name is Sarah Small, and I'm a holistic business coach and intuitive healer who supports empaths in creating a thriving body, business, and life. Healing my own chronic illness as an empath led me to become fascinated with energy, and more specifically, all the emotional, spiritual, and holistic healing modalities that my doctor never told me about. I began to share my insights and journey online, and over time built a powerful community and business supporting women who are also on their path to healing. Think of this podcast as your uncensored and no BS guide to navigating life, health, and entrepreneurship as a highly sensitive person. You'll get no nonsense and totally holistic tips from me in real time as I navigate this healing journey right beside you. Now let's get started. Hello, everyone, and welcome to day three of the Magnetic Empath Challenge. The past 2 days have been fun and some deep layers of work. So we've done deep work on clearing your vortex and connecting to and communicating with, receiving messages from your higher self. And in both of those conversations that we've had, I've mentioned how limiting beliefs may be holding you back in some way, and even how some of my own limiting beliefs have held me back in the past. So our third and final day today of this challenge is on collapsing timelines. So sometimes when we talk about collapsing timelines, it feels very meta, and it's hard to consciously comprehend. But like always, I like to take these big kind of ethereal topics and break them down into really simple to understand, easy to tap into, and actually implement ways so that you can use these magical tools and not just read about them and be like, huh, what's that? So again, today will be experiential. So we can think of each of us as individuals as having our own individual timeline. And that timeline extends into the future as well as into the past. But every person, each of you listening, experiences and sees their timeline as a different shape or a different direction. It moves in a different way. So some of ours might be very similar to each other, but some of ours may look completely different from each other's. And that doesn't mean that you have like a wonky, weird, messed up timeline. It's just that we all experience this and see this in a different way. So for a moment, I want you to just close your eyes. And we're going to elicit your timeline. And I want you just to consider, without overthinking it, what direction in relation to your body, in this room that you're in or wherever you are right now, is your past. When you think about your past, where in the room in relation to your body is it? Now, keeping your eyes closed, in what direction in relation to your body would be your future? Okay, so you should have kind of 2 points, the direction of the past, the direction of the future, both in relation to your body here in this room in this present moment, and then you can open your eyes up, and I want you to draw a line from just imaginary line, draw a line connecting those 2 points. So for example, my timeline, my past is back into the left. My future is forward and to the right. That's just me personally, and I didn't want to share that first because it might have like skewed your answer. But when you connect those points, there's like a diagonal line that then creates my timeline. Yours might have a curve to it. It might not be perfectly straight, but you do want it to be a line that is connecting your future memories and your past, your future events that have not happened yet and your past memories, so that there is a line that you are traveling along and you're here right now in this time space reality. All right? Any questions, please let me know. John says my past is to the left and future to the right. So that's perfect. Yes. So we've got past over here, future over here. And when you connect them, it does create, John has a really beautiful straight line. So we all have this timeline, and our conscious mind, as you're listening to me right now, is aware of this specific time, this time-space reality, which if you remember, like, history books, textbooks where you would open and they would have like a timeline of events, right? And there'd be like a little dot and that would signify some point in history. And then 3 years later, there'd be another dot and that'd be another point in history. I think of us in this timeline that you just elicited within your own mind as like, we're just like one little speck along that timeline. And in the relation to your entire lifetime or many lifetimes, it's so teeny, teeny, tiny. But we are conscious of that little speck right now as you're listening, whatever you're doing in your life, like this exact moment, it's just one little speck on there. But at the same time, we can travel along this timeline and we can move into the future or we can move into the past. And so the purpose of moving into the future would to help to manifest and create a future that is in alignment for us and our dreams and our desires. Or we could go back into the past, again, not to like overthink and kind of be in our heads about it, but instead go into the past to be able to heal, to be able to release limiting beliefs, to do the work and create lasting change. So once you dive into this work of the timeline and collapsing timelines and start to get the hang of it, it does get easier. But more so, I would say collapsing timelines is a life-changing tool that empowers you to be your own healer. So it's something you can come to over and over and over again. And it would be silly for me to claim that in this 3-day challenge, you would just be like a pro at collapsing timelines and connecting to your higher self and clearing your vortex in 3 days. But it's definitely the taste. We're definitely still creating change. We're definitely still doing the work. But the collapsing of timelines does get easier with practice and truly, truly, truly does empower you to be your own healer. So it's very powerful when we continuously practice this, and we can do this for all of our limiting beliefs, numerous limiting beliefs. And so today we're just going to work with one. And again, we have brought up the conversation of limiting beliefs in the first 2 days, and today is the day we get to actually release one of them. So I want you to consider, what is one of your limiting beliefs? You may be totally aware of this and be like, Sarah, I have 10. Which one do you want me to pick? And if that's the case, just pick one that you feel that you are ready to release today. Others of you might be like, I don't know. I feel like I have limiting beliefs, but I don't actually know what they are. How do I find them out? So if you aren't sure, then I want you to consider, what is the story that you tell about your life that you have created around your life? Are there any recurring themes that you see in your life? Are there any places that you feel stuck or stagnant? What are your most common thoughts? So some examples, usually those questions get us thinking to a place where we can at least pull out one, but some examples, in case, again, you're feeling a little stuck here, of limiting beliefs would be things like, I'm not good enough. I'll never have enough money. I'm not smart enough to start my own business. I will always be sick. I am responsible for everyone. People have to, or I have to, work hard to be successful, and that's the only way to make more than enough money. There's a lot of limiting beliefs around money, but there's also a lot of limiting beliefs that I see around our physical bodies and our health too. So I want you to consider just one. You can write it down if you want to just remember it, but we're going to dive into it. We're going to release it today. We're going to loosen its grip on you and allow you to, again, create some of that lasting change. So once you have it, please feel free to share it in the comments, and that will be part of your challenge today, is sharing the belief that you actually will be releasing. And you can put it into your own words, and it could be as simple or complicated as it is in your mind, but please share it with us. And again, in just 5 minutes or so here, we'll see what has shifted. So I want you to make sure, again, I gave you guys this disclaimer at the beginning of our challenge. This is experiential. So if you're driving, don't do this. And if you're doing something else, either stop or come back to this and do this later, because this takes your full attention. And if we don't give ourselves the time of day and the self-love and respect to actually do the work and take a second to pause and do it, then we can't expect this to actually create long-lasting change in our life. So I ask that you fully commit to this work before we even dive in. That can be right now, and that can be later. That's up to you. But again, we have the power here to choose. So close your eyes in whatever comfortable position you might be in, probably seated. And as your eyes close, I want you to envision that timeline again that we just elicited, that we just created a moment ago. And imagine, keeping your eyes closed, just hovering above your physical body at this little speck, this moment in time, along your timeline. So you're looking down on yourself, your physical body, with a bird's eye view. And as you hover above the physical body, you can see out into the future as well as into the past. And I want you to stay hovering above your physical body in this moment and know that the unconscious mind has all of the information you need for this exercise. So begin to trust in the process. And then start to turn, staying above your timeline, in the direction of your past, whatever that looks like for you. And knowing, again, that your unconscious mind knows exactly where to go for this exercise. Travel back, hovering above the timeline, moving in the direction of your past, until you get to the place, which may be before, during, or after your birth, in which this limiting belief that you are choosing to work on today was first created. Trust that your body, your mind knows exactly where to go. Once you are hovering above that moment when this belief was first created, pause. Just stop and look down on that past memory, that past event or past experience. And it does not matter how clear or cloudy that actual memory is. I want you to just staying above the timeline, observe what is going on. And then for a moment, I want you to drop into your body, into the memory. Notice how you feel and notice what might be going on around you. How did this version of you feel in that moment, in that memory? You're just taking a second here. Then pop back out of the actual event, so you're no longer looking through your own eyes and instead looking from above back on your body. As you look down on yourself, I want you to notice what kind of emotional charge there may be. And if there is any emotional charge, especially if that charge is strong, float higher above the timeline. Up, 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 as high as you need, until when you look down and see that past experience, there's a more neutral feeling. So you might have to fly way, 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 way up until it's a teeny, teeny, tiny speck. 10 feet might be good. Regardless, I want you to stay hovering above it until there's a neutral feeling. Once you're there, looking down on this past memory, when this belief was first created, if our unconscious minds not only had all the answers, but were also willing and ready to help us heal today, what would be the learnings that once realized would help heal and dissolve this old limiting belief? What learnings are here for you as you look down on this old event? Just keep your eyes closed and feel into what the learnings and lessons may be from this neutral emotional state. And keep asking the unconscious mind, if it were to know and have all the answers, what would the answer be? If you've already received one or multiple learnings, keep asking, is there anything else? And then ask one more time, is there anything else? Now gathering up all of these learnings that you've just received, zoom back down into your body, into that memory, and ask yourself, where is that old belief? Is it still there? Or you may notice it has disappeared. Good, now come back up, out of the body, hovering above your timeline, looking down from that bird's eye view, and turn to face the present moment along your timeline. And taking your time, using all of the learnings that you just gathered, float back towards now, stopping as many times as you need to sprinkle these learnings down on any other moments in the past where they would have been helpful and would help you heal and completely clear this old limiting belief. Dropping, sprinkling these learnings down along your timeline, until eventually you do arrive back hovering above your physical body in this moment, this conscious time space reality. We'll all arrive here at different times. So if you're already there, just stay hovering above yourself. If you're still making your way, it's perfectly okay. And just drop the learnings down along your timeline. Until eventually you are back here, hovering above this body. And then drop back down into it and open your eyes. Good. So, as your eyes open back up, I want to hear from you if you felt like when we dipped back down into the body after gathering the learnings, if your belief was gone when I asked you that question, where is the old belief? Is it still there? Or you may have noticed it's gone. Was it gone? Was it lessened or was it still there? And there's no right or wrong. And even if it was still there, it doesn't mean you screwed up the exercise and it doesn't mean the exercise doesn't work. There's more layers to this. So this is the first layer. So it's also possible that it completely disappeared and you feel like a whole new man or woman today. And so I want to test one more time to see how well this time-lapse collapsing exercise worked for you today, and we can do this for any time we do this exercise. So I want you to consider an event in the future that in the past, with that old limiting belief, may have ended up affecting you in some negative way because the belief was still present. But now, knowing what you know, with all the learnings that you gathered from the collapsing of the timeline, how will you respond to that situation? Okay? Think of any situation, it hasn't happened yet, any situation in the future that old limiting belief would have held you back, affected you in some negative way. And instead ask yourself, now that I have these learnings, how would I respond differently instead? Just give you guys a second to think about that. Yes, the ability and willingness to change perspective is definitely the portal to self-healing. Absolutely. That's why this exercise, I think, it really empowers us to be our own greatest healer. So however you respond to that situation, it's a good indication of if there's still layers of that old belief there, or if you feel like you really have cleared it. So if there's still a charge or would affect your life maybe in some way, then what we would do is we would do deeper layers of that work that require one-on-one attention, one-on-one coaching. So we're not going to do that today. But know that you can go back and do this experience within your own mind for all of your limiting beliefs, at least on that first level. To go deeper, you got to work with a coach. So if you notice, though, that you were able to gather the tools and learnings to address the situation in a different way, maybe a more empowering way, then that old belief maybe did loosen and completely release. And if it is completely gone, then celebrate yourself. It can be that easy. It is allowed to be that easy in your life. Michelle says, mine was still there, but what came up was cool. Can this be done again for the same belief? You can go back and do it for the same belief, but that would help you if the missing link is just more learnings, and that could help clear it. But if that wasn't the thing that was preventing you from completely clearing it, then again, it would require support from a coach to take you into the deeper layers. So definitely try to go back, and I should catch myself, because trying is not doing. Definitely go back. Trying is like when you try to pick up a pen and there's no way to try to pick it up. You either pick it up or you don't pick up the damn pen, right? So I should change my language and say, Michelle, go back and listen and see if that loosens it up more. If not, it just requires some deeper work. And this is interesting in that what might have come up for any of you, it doesn't matter. Like, I haven't asked any of you to, or I didn't speak to any specific belief. This worked for any of them, anyone that you wrote down today. And that's the beauty and power of it as well. But the deeper layers might be that event that you hovered above was not truly the beginning of this belief. Maybe there was one that was further back. There may have been more learnings that you are meant to receive that did not come through in the short amount of time we had today. Because when this is guided through, you are guided through this with a coach, it's much more personal, and it allows you to take the time to really make sure that you're gathering all of them. As a group experience, we went through it in a much faster pace than we would normally go through. So there's that and some other things that could be coming up, again, as to why it is not completely loosened. But again, really interesting to see what learnings did come through and what event showed up. Again, our unconscious mind is also known as the subconscious mind, and it is very, very knowing. It has answers that once we just unlock, collapse the timeline, go back, heal the old thing, all of a sudden, that thing that you're healing now in this time-space reality that started way back then now impacts you moving forward and everything in your life, so that you are feeling, whatever feelings you desire, right? I was going to say empowered and freedom and abundance, but that's me. That's how I want to feel. So we're doing this so that you can feel the way that you want to feel in your life. All right, yay. So that is a quick experience of collapsing timelines. Thank you for participating. The challenge today is simply to go through this exercise. So you might have just listened because you were preoccupied by something else. And if that's the case, I want you to go back and actually do the guided experience. To be entered into the giveaway, you need to comment in the chat below with what limiting belief you chose to release through this exercise, and then also how it went for you. Now, it's not like you get more points if the belief was completely dissolved versus lessened, or how well it went for you. Just participating gets you entered. And again, there are many reasons why you might want to do deeper work, but also it can be this freaking simple that you go back, you collapse a timeline, you do some healing, you receive the messages, and now you think about a future event that in the past would have pissed you off or triggered you, or you would have not, you know, held yourself back in some way or self-sabotaged, and it's gone, it's dissolved, and then you get to show up in your life in a completely different way. So I'm so proud of all of you for participating. There's over 200 of you in this challenge. I know you're not all listening live, but there's over 200 of you registered, plus it's on the podcast, so potentially there's thousands of you participating, and I want you to know you're not alone in this work, and I'm really proud of you for showing up and for doing the work. And I want to thank you for participating in the Magnetic Empath Challenge. I hope that these tools have brought you life-changing experiences that, again, you can come back to over and over again and really start to shift on a deeper soul level versus the surface. The surface gets old fast. Gets old really, really fast. So, hope you've enjoyed this deeper work. And I will be talking to all of you soon. All of the love.